This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, September 8th. Well, the wheat market just continues to struggle here. We were weaker yesterday, and we are back down to the trading range lows. So we're testing those key supports once again. The night session is weaker. So, you know, we managed to get back above those old trading range lows after a brief push to the downside last week, but here we are, we're back down there again. So the market just is on the ropes here. It just cannot find steady, solid buying support. You know, harvest pressure is part of that, but we should be pretty much beyond the heavy selling from farmers. We have a pretty decent sized spring wheat crop, and that's been a big reason why the market has continued in its seasonal decline. Oftentimes, we put in the seasonal lows late June, early July, but we have a big spring wheat crop, so that's continued to keep pressure on the market. We also had a big crop out of Russia. The European Union had a good-sized crop. So there's just been this steady pressure on the market as we work our way through harvest. But a couple things that I think are supportive to the market, and one of them is the cancellation of some Russian sales to Egypt, where it was kind of a sleight of hand between some of these sellers and the Egyptian purchasing arm of the government, where they complied with Russia's floor price of $270 a ton, but it included cost and freight, insurance and freight. You know, that wasn't what Russia had in mind. And so they're forcing some cancellations of those sales. Normally, that would be supportive because now Egypt has to come back into the market and make more purchases. And Russia, surprisingly, is holding the line on this 270 floor price. It's really remarkable for two reasons. Number one, they're losing sales to the best market in the region, which is Egypt. And just that alone, over the years, has prompted Russia to lower the prices, to be more competitive, to capture those markets. That's not happening this time around. The other reason is Russia needs the money. They're clearly running low on funds. Sanctions have taken a long time to really take a bite out of them, but they are working. So one would think that Russia would be more aggressive trying to move wheat. They have a big crop. They have good carryover from last year's enormous crop. You know, you would think that they would do what they can to be competitive and generate as much cash as they can, but they're not. They're holding to this 270 level, which is above the prevailing world price. We're seeing sales at 260, 262 coming to Egypt, and that's being captured by Romania, France. So this is interesting to see this happen when normally Russia would really be aggressive to recapture that business. We're also seeing the United Nations offer to Russia to restart banking services through the SWIFT banking system for Russia's ag bank. And that would allow easier sales and more movement of grain out of Russia, which certainly would be a negative factor. But we haven't seen that really develop yet. Russia keeps insisting that they want all sanctions removed. They're offering to come back into the grain corridor if that happens. You know, that's not going to happen. And Ukraine, too, has stepped up and said that they do not want these sanctions removed, even if it does mean that they could reopen the grain corridor. I think that's just a ruse by Russia myself. They have no intention of allowing Ukraine to allow, you know, for grain to move through. And they keep bombing Ukraine ports and river facilities. And maybe they're trying to strong arm Ukraine to come back into the corridor, but find a way to remove the sanctions. But it's kind of just a waste of energy for them, in my opinion. There's just no way we're going to remove all these sanctions. Finally, when they're starting to really take a bite out of the Russian economy. Stats Canada put out their stocks report this morning as of July 31. All wheat at 3.6 million tons was 400,000 less than what the trade estimate, but about equal to where they were a year ago. Durum stocks at 400,000 tons was 100,000 less than trade estimates and down about 160,000 from last year. Barley stocks at 700,000 tons. That was up 100,000 over the estimate and 200,000 over last year. Canola at 1.5 million tons, 200,000 less than the estimate, but up 700,000 over last year. So Canada has not had a stellar year this year, a growing season that has been dry from start to finish, and they're looking at much smaller production on top of tighter stocks from last year. So they're definitely going to see a drop in exports and also exports to the United States. In export sales this morning for wheat, 381,000 tons. That was right in the middle of the range of estimates. Corn for new crop sales, 949,000 tons. And they also had 1.1 million tons of carryover from last marketing year's sales. Soybean sales of 1.7 million tons. That was at the high end of the range of estimates from 1.2 to 2.0 million tons. They also had a carryover of 1.2 million tons into this new marketing year. Of this current sales, China took 735,000. Unknown, which is mostly China, took 864,000. So we are clearly seeing a huge stoke of demand coming to the United States for soybeans. And that makes sense because Brazil is focused on moving their big corn crop at the moment. So they're not using their infrastructure all that much for soybean transportation. So that pretty much leaves the United States as the only exporter around. And we're definitely seeing a surge in demand over these last few weeks. So moving forward, you know, obviously the wheat market's struggling here, just cannot find much traction. But I do think that we will hold these lows. We've been holding them for weeks. I think that's still going to be the case. We're not going to see any more wheat production here in the short term. Brazil's wheat crop has experienced some dryness, so they're starting to too much rain on the Brazilian crop, and they're experiencing some quality declines there. So that's going to push them into the import market for high-quality wheat, which basically means United States or Canada. Argentina doesn't have enough to export to Brazil. So that's supportive for Kansas City wheat in particular. They're going to have to protect the tight supplies we already have here at home. The other crops that are coming online will be Argentina and Australia. They're just getting into the critical growing phase, and both of them are still dry. Argentina is still dry from the carryover of La Nina for the last 3 years. Australia has had 3 years of very good crops, but this time around, with El Nino firmly in place, they are experiencing very dry conditions, and they're looking at a huge drop in production from last year's record crop, down about 30-some percent. So we don't expect big crops out of either Argentina or Australia, and Brazil's wheat crop is in trouble as well. So, you know, the Southern Hemisphere is not going to have a boomer crop unless things turn around very quickly, and we don't see that in the forecast. So that's another reason why I think the wheat space, while it's struggling here to get much traction, I don't think the downside has as much potential either. So maybe we hover here for a while yet, but I do think the normal seasonal pattern of rallying into early October could well happen simply because of the weather issues going on in the Southern Hemisphere. And demand, while right now being supplied by Russia and the European Union, if Russia continues to hold the floor at 270 per ton for a FOB offer, that does offer a floor price for world as well. I would think that France and Romania would come up to just slightly below 270 to continue to capture the business out of that region. But I do think that world prices are stabilizing here, especially with the Russian prices stabilizing. So moving forward, you know, I think ultimately we do turn the corner. I think these are going to turn out to be long-term, you know, double bottom lows, trading range lows, and we'll start to work our way higher into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.